It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, people were talking about the designated survivor.
18 Americans have been flown across the world and dropped here in the wild.
Yeah, nope, not the TV show.
We're talking State of the Union.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
The designated survivor is the person from the president's cabinet who sits out the big official political gatherings, the State of the Union, a presidential inauguration, in case something catastrophic happens.
The idea being if something unthinkable happens, the government would still go on. There'd still be someone in charge.
Right. Here's President Bartlett.
You mean Martin Sheen from West Wing?
Right. President Bartlett.
Oh, Roger. If anything happened, you know what to do, right?
I honestly hadn't thought about it, sir.
First thing always is national security. Get your commanders together. Appoint joint chiefs, appoint a chairman. Take us to DEFCON 4.
So that's the federal government, but what about Michigan? What does Michigan do if a catastrophe wiped out the top echelons of government?
The answer is the Emergency Interim Executive Succession Act.
Public Act 202 of 1959. In case of the unthinkable, an attack on the state, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse. If the entire line of succession is wiped out or incapacitated,
there is still a plan in Michigan for someone to be in charge.
Yes, the Emergency Interim Executive Succession Act says the governor designates five people as emergency successors if we should lose. Well, here's the list. The governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, the president pro tem of the state senate, and the speaker of the state house. If they are all unavailable, the governor names five people who can serve as emergency fill-in governors.
And we've got Governor Snyder's latest list.
Indeed. Number one on the list is Dick Posthumus.
That name might sound familiar. Currently an advisor to Governor Snyder.
After serving as the state Senate majority leader and John Engler's lieutenant governor, he was the Republican candidate who in 2002 lost to Jennifer Granholm. But with this list, Dick, there's still a chance. Just hope for the worst. The very, very worst.
But the list can change at any point in an administration. The governor can change his
or her
mind.
They can name new successors, which Governor Snyder did in August of 2012.
Which I kind of love. You know, it's like when you're little and you're trying to get something from a friend. The whole, well, you can come to my birthday party if you do, you know, fill in the blank.
Right. Be my bestie. BFF.
Indeed. But kidding aside, Rick, you know, this is serious business.
Sure. This list from the governor tells us not just who they trust, but what they value. Dick Posthumus has a long state government career. Number two on the list, Maura Corrigan, the hard-nosed director of the State Department of Human Services and former state Supreme Court justice. The other three are also cabinet officials.
These are people who the governor believes in a time of really huge, great emergency could lead the state.
And when this was put into place, there were fears of this.
There was. And it's interesting to note that the year of this public act here in Michigan, 1959, it's right around when the national designated survivor during the State of the Union address began. That started during the Cold War in the 60s, when there was serious fear of a nuclear attack or a huge civil disturbance.
Which is still not as anachronistic as I guess we'd hope.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, you are on my list of succession.
And you are on my list of succession. Zoe Clark, resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.